Get the whole band together with Workday and pair finance and HR on one platform for an epic performance. With Workday AI at the core, you'll make confident decisions faster than ever, and you'll drive flawless business and finance operations with an agile platform that constantly evolves to future-proof your organization. Be a finance and HR rockstar with Workday. Visit workday.com to learn more.
America. I joined the Navy to serve my country. While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open, and I broke my neck.
Thanks to PVA, paralyzed veterans are getting specialized medical care and treatments, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need.
I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from paralyzed veterans.
Now, Austin's number one fantasy sports show. It's the Wagner Wire, presented by Audiovisual Consultations.
What would you say you do here?
I am the eyes and ears of this institution, my friends.
I manage a baseball team.
Little league?
Fantasy league.
He's worth a million in prizes.
It's our fantasy baseball draft.
Your fantasy what?
The fantasy baseball. I told you all about this. Got Matsui.
All your fantasy sports updates.
It's a numbers game.
Now, the host from the East Coast. Here's Wags.
That was pretty classy.
You hear that, all those crazy sounds, those tunes, and then you get that. Oh, you guys know the drill. It's the Wagner Wire, 104.9, 101.9 AM, 1260. You stream this sucker live at hornfm.com. Myself, Smash.
Game time.
Jack. Ty's coming soon. We just don't know where he's at. He's
better
coming.
Be drinking donuts.
He checked in. But we got Jack. Jackie Farrell back behind the glass.
Jackie! What's up, man?
Jackie Jack. Yo, Jack. Hey, Jackie. It's the Wagner Wire 104.9.
What's up? Oh, we're celebrating here. Hey, you know what? We were down and, you know, I wish we had some Will Ferrell right there going to Miami or whatever. Bump, 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 bump. There's a regional in Coral Gables.
Oh man, yeah. I heard some rumor.
Had some fun, fired the wall, baby.
About Will, possibly coming back to star in a John Madden biopic.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's been the rumor that he's been like they're tapping him to be John
Who's
Madden,
John?
The head coach, the former head coach John Madden.
Oh.
The boom.
Oh yeah, no, I got you. I know who. Hey, tough act. Boom. Tough act into next.
Yeah,
and then
guy.
You go here. Do a circle. I'm not drunk enough yet. But.
Yeah, I know, but everybody's got their John Madden. If you grew up especially with him, you know.
I'm sorry, I said Will Ferrell. I meant Big Willie style, Will Smith.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I don't know if he has any movie options right now.
Completely different Will. Both funny, both very talented.
Oh, yeah. No, easily.
But yeah, welcome to the show. We're already off the you know, the roller coaster, the wheels, the wires, whatever you want to call it here. We do got Smash Your Pass coming up at the end of the hour here. We'll start talking a little bit about the regional over in Coral Gables, back east. We'll also talk a little bit about your NBA. Game one went down. We also got the Stanley Cup. The finals, baby. The finals. And the Vegas Knights do it again. Will you call it Midwest versus East? Or is it actually West versus East here?
I think this is West versus East, but at the same time, I want to know, is anybody interested in either one of these teams in the finals?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah?
What, for Miami and Denver?
No. NBA basketball, oh. Completely different, but I'm talking about Stanley Cup.
Yeah, playoffs. 100%. The Florida Panthers being able to do what they're doing right now, I mean, they were the last team to get in. The second wild card, right?
Mm.
And then they upset the Boston Bruins, who had one hell of a season, you know,
yeah.
President Trophy winners. And, I mean, they keep going, man. And Bobrovsky's playing fantastic. His peripherals are amazing. He's quick as hell between the pipes, and I don't know where his fourth life is coming from. But they got tossed. They got tossed. I mean, 5-2. I mean, 5-2 last night. It was pretty tough.
Yeah.
But again, a late surge by Vegas. They do it. That's been their hallmark, man. That's been the staple, the characteristic, the trait of this team, man.
Man, all third
just that
period,
late surge.
All third period. That game was tied 2-2 going into the third.
They're not. I mean, and I want to say it's got to be stamina, right? And like how much depth you have. And I've talked about this in hockey. If all four of your lines are so strong, which Vegas is, you're very tough. But the thing is that Florida's skating very well. They're having one hell of a month.
Yeah, but after the way that Vegas just crushed Dallas to close out the series, and I mean, absolutely crushed
Dallas,
the Stars.
Dallas had
the road. I'm like, okay, Vegas is going to win this thing.
Dallas gave a little bit of resilience, but yeah, Vegas is just so tough, man. Like that's the thing, and I think that's why they're still heavily the favorites going into this series. I mean, is that why you don't have a little bit of the luster there? It's because Vegas is so dominant.
It's pretty much already wrapped up. I feel like I'm watching the Avs all over again.
See, I don't, because I know that as long as you're out there, anything. I don't know. I'm so cheesy.
We all seen Miracle.
Like that's me. Like I really do believe that wholeheartedly, man. Like if you don't show up to a fight, you know, thinking that you're gonna get your ass kicked because anything's gonna happen. Like you got a puncher's chance.
Oh yeah, somebody can break a hand. Somebody can slip.
Somebody can break a hand. No, man, no. You can knock somebody out.
Well, yeah.
If you got knocked after
they break their hand first.
No, one.
Just like in Rocky Balboa. Or the unofficial Rocky Six, however you want to go about that.
What was your favorite Rocky?
4.
I think mine was too. Not just because it was the whole America versus Russia thing. You know what I mean? Like, and don't get me wrong. I being a Marine, I have a lot of national pride.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
I
easily.
Love America, man. You know what I mean? Like, I would don those trunks and take on Drago in a heartbeat. But I mean, it was the training regiment that he went through with Rocky in Rocky IV. You know, like when he goes up into the mountains and he gets rigorous and he does all the hard cold training, like up in the high altitudes and stuff.
Oh, shunning the like Russian technology and steroids and stuff, and just going like every man style, just chopping wood and climbing
that's
mountains.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Like the all-natural workout, man, where he's just swinging the axe, right? He's chopping down trees like you're, and he's screaming at the top of the mountain, Drago! After he's climbing up there, man, instead of doing mountain climbers on a machine, he's really doing the mountain climbers, man.
Now I have to ask, like, have you gone, like, hiking and, like, actually got to, like, a really top peak just yelled at? Because, I mean, I know I've done it.
No, I haven't yelled out. I've gotten to the top and thrown up and almost passed out.
Oh, the high altitude. Yeah, that's the thing, too.
So we actually hiked Mount Mauna Kea in Hawaii.
Oh, wow.
And it's on the Big Island of Hawaii, and you go from 9,000 feet to 20,000 feet in a matter of like 2 miles, maybe. And it's just scaling back. I got my numbers wrong. It's from like 10,000 altitude to 13,000 altitude within a matter of 9 miles or whatever. And it's crazy, but it's scaling back and forth. Ty, you good?
Now I have to ask you, Wags.
You all right?
That's
gross.
Is that
dump that, please. Thank you.
Is that like a real thing?
What?
Like, okay, there's this episode of South Park where Butters finds out he's from Hawaii, right? So like, they make a big deal about being native Hawaiian. But like, everybody's like, here is your Mahalo card. It gets you 20% off on everything on the island. And I'm like, is that like a real thing? I've never been.
I've seen that South Park.
It's, yes.
Well, they canceled the program.
You don't really have. You don't really get a
rewards member.
You don't really get.
It's like when you go to Vegas.
Yeah, but you don't really have a card. But there's definitely like a.
Like I'm native Hawaiian.
Yeah, bro. There's definitely.
That's why I'm asking. I was like, you get that native Hawaiian discount. That's what
or
real thing.
Put it this way: like I don't get the discounts that everybody else got. That's for sure. That, you know, I got military discounts, but it wasn't as good as the island discounts.
Okay, so it is a real thing, though.
From what I've seen.
Okay.
Yeah. I never saw one issued. I never saw a card issue.
No, that was like the
like
big
that.
Running, one of the big running jokes of that whole episode. It's like, here's your Mahalo card. And I was like, oh man, this episode is just so funny.
No.
But what, Jack, they canceled it?
Yeah, that was the conflict in that episode, is that they were getting rid of the Mahalo rewards program.
And Butters had to come.
And Kenny's there for some reason?
Yeah.
Kenny's not dead?
They stopped doing that.
Yeah.
Why? I never watched South Park. I never watched South Park. I never watched The Simpsons.
South Park is so good.
I'm watching them now. Like, I have The Simpsons on my Hulu. You know what I mean? And
I was like, South Park really does change, though, from like after the movie. From that point on, I think it gets really good.
Yeah, they killed Kenny for like 5 seasons and then brought him back and stopped killing him after.
Like, do they kill him every episode?
They used to.
It's the running gag.
Now every season has its own like storyline. It's like an actual season of television.
Like, you gotta see,
like,
the during
episode. The election,
there's lore.
Like during the Trump Hillary election, like it went simultaneously with that. And then when Trump won, they had to redo. Like, they had to take a week off to rewrite the episode because they wrote it around Hillary winning.
Wow!
So it shifted like the way the entire season ended up going. And Mr. Garrison is Donald Trump.
Yeah, it's great. Man. It is just so good. Oh, and then you have to see Pandemic Special. Like, all the Pandemic Special stuff was amazing. Like, I actually had, like, my uncle, you know, who's way older, and my dad, and my mom, actually, too. She doesn't usually watch stuff like this, but, you know, there was nothing on. It was in the middle of the pandemic, and we were all just chilling, and, yeah, that was, like, some of the funniest stuff I've seen in a long time.
Speaking of nothing on, we can put the French Open on.
I don't know. This pitcher for Washington,
she's
got some talent.
She's throwing heat? She's smoking. You know, throwing that. Whipping it in there.
She's good. Look at her. Bang. Out.
I like how the catcher gets up out of there and just fires.
ESPN's really been pushing the softball over the college baseball. Have you noticed that? Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I've definitely noticed them pushing the softball a lot harder than college baseball.
How'd you get the coverage from Coral Gables last night?
ESPN Plus. $9 a month.
$9 a month.
Oh, that's what it costs now?
That's the best. It used to be like $6.
So yeah. I do the bundle deal.
With Disney Plus.
Oh, the 14? Yeah. Or what is it now?
And you get the Hulu.
That's a great deal. And you get so much with ESPN Plus.
That's the best package out there.
If you like college sports, like softball, baseball,
that's what I'm saying. Like,
you're
not getting, like the main line.
Or if you like the NHL, you get all
NHL stuff. You got all MLS stuff, too.
Yeah. That's Apple TV.
Not anymore. But you do get all the La Liga stuff.
Yeah.
Because they have the La Liga rights.
What were you saying?
I've had Hulu through Spotify for years.
Really?
Yeah. So
I've never paid for Spotify?
Yeah.
No, I don't pay for Spotify.
It's like $10. What? I mean, it's
no, I do the free stuff.
No, yeah, that's lame.
No, it's not.
You get more control.
I'm not paying for a catalog rental.
Can you even like pick what song you want to listen to?
You can
when it's free.
Yeah, like what? You can skip to it.
Is it like Pandora?
Actually,
where
you're
like,
what?
I'm gonna put on Snoop Dogg radio and
actually,
like,
you know what? You cannot, like, I have my list there.
And then if something comes up that you like, you're like, oh, I'm going to thumbs up this. So it comes up more.
If it's, you have to do
that
way.
That's so
the algorithm.
I think you can do it on desktop.
Stop.
You should be able to like pick your own song
on desktop. You can. On desktop you can, but on mobile you cannot. It's not cheap. It's thrifty.
That's like one service I have to pay for. Because I used to listen to podcasts too.
Like, but I will buy, like, I'll subscribe to the podcast. Like the podcast, I don't have to. I don't have to flip through. I'm not going through my favorite song. Like, I'm listening to the dialogue.
Okay.
I'm listening to the conversation.
Because, like, honestly, everything I ever want is on YouTube, and all you need is a good ad blocker, which is super easy to install.
On your phone?
Yeah,
phone. I have a friend that's like that. He's like, oh, let me connect to the aux, and then he's playing music off of YouTube. And I'm like, what are you doing, dude? You do that?
Yeah, man, but since I have the ad blockers, you don't have to worry about any commercials, and then it just rolls right through the list. It's like having Spotify without having to pay for Spotify.
Well, how do you get this contraption?
I mean, just fine. You can download it from the Play Store, but everybody has like an ad block. There's always ad blocks. And then you have your ad blocks for your Windows as well. And like that comes on Firefox or on Google. So you can just bypass these ads. And most of the time, they will block the YouTube ads.
I got you a present, Wax.
Oh, you did. Look at that. MTJ. Look at you. Where'd you get this guy from?
That's sweet, dude.
How much is baby worth?
Not much, but a personal touch to you.
Thank you so much. You're not going to give me this, are you?
Yeah.
No way! Are you really?
It's for you.
I'm going to put this on the damn table.
Martin Truex Jr., patch.
MTJ. We call him MTJ.
That's not an autograph, though, is it?
It's a silhouette.
No.
Okay. It's a silhouette. But like, then you're not trying to give away an autograph?
Look at that bad boy. Jimmy Johnson, laundry tag.
JJ right there,
one
baby.
Of one.
One of one? Wow.
Hey, you know I got a...
I got into NASCAR cards. I'm going deep.
I got a JJ Yelly fender in my house, like the fender of his car.
Really?
Yeah. Do you want it?
I mean, what can I like mount that? Like,
yeah, you can. It's got a little bit of it's quarter what is it? Quarter barrel.
Is that something your wife's trying to get you to get rid of?
No, but I don't know where the hell to put it.
Yeah, maybe we can send me a picture of it.
Am I getting JJ too?
No, you cannot. That's like a $1,200 card.
Well, thank you.
Let me hold this.
Ty, I appreciate that.
Wow.
That's a $1,200 card. I got a lot in your hand, man.
We can look through these at the break, too.
So I have to ask, man, like NASCAR cards, how long has this market existed and how far does it really go back? Like, what would be some of the diamonds you would be looking for?
This is probably like.
And what year is
this
from?
This year.
Okay.
But that's like. So that's a laundry tag from his actual fire suit that he's wearing
that's
in the picture
so
on the
crazy.
Card. You see on the back
suit?
Here, one of one. So like it's the
Dang.
Only.
It's the only card made.
Yeah. But it's.
I was able to figure that one out, huh? I didn't even have to eat too many crayons.
This is like a $1,300 card, which is like really expensive when it comes to NASCAR. Like you're looking for like Richard Petty, Jimmy Johnson.
Okay.
That kind of.
Like, you're looking for all, like, the classic drivers? Like
yeah.
Gordon.
I mean, when he retires and he gets in the Hall of Fame, like, the value will probably skyrocket on
that's
this.
That's what we're banking on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. I saw the Terps. The Terps looked really bad last night.
Baseball,
yeah.
How about the horns, though?
Kind of shocked to be there. We touched on it a little bit. LBJ doing some work over there.
Complete
and,
game.
So, in Coral Gate, so now we play at 5, right? Today?
Tonight, so we play.
It's 5 tonight.
I believe so.
Do we know who we play?
I don't.
They're playing at 11.
So
and also, shout out to the man LBJ because we have the full 3 hours today. We would have been cut off.
We would have been. Yeah. We would only had like an
hour.
We
didn't win that game.
So him going the distance and going the complete game is giving us.
We got a full lineup this week, Saturday and Sunday shows.
How about that?
Thanks to Texas.
Good job, guys. Thanks to LBJ.
Dylan
Campbell.
I'm not gonna lie. Right off the bat, baby.
Right, and then what are we up to now? 38 or 37 games?
I'm not counting. You just gotta win, baby.
No, for the hit streak.
I thought for the hit streak. I thought you were talking about wins. That's right.
It's either 37 or 38.
Or 38.
I can look.
He had 36 going in, so I think it's he's at 38 now. I want to say, but then again, I was like doing work as I was kind of like keeping an eye on everything at the same time.
I can't say my numbers.
Will probably be misconstrued.
Misconstrued? That's a word that's not in my vernacular enough. It's in there, but I don't use it quite that often.
I didn't think I was going to use that word either. Sometimes when like a good big word comes out, I'm just all like, man, I didn't realize I had it stashed back in the vocabulary somewhere in the files.
How was your vacay, man?
Which one?
How was your vacation?
Oh, my vacation. Oh, dude, it was pretty sweet. I mean... Like, honestly, at this
point...
Fish
and chips and stuff, right?
Well, I was going to say, like, the sea fish, yes. I was like, not necessarily, like, the London
38
stuff.
Games for D.C.
All right.
38 games.
Cool. You know, clock's at least right twice a day.
Current Big 12 record.
Yeah,
did y'all watch the Stanley Cup last night?
I'll give you Big 12 record. Yeah, we were just talking about that.
Florida, if they would have won, I would have won $2,000.
I'm sorry, man. I mean, it was looking promising for two periods.
I just slumped over. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Oh, man, you've been taking some hard L's recently.
I did, like...
Man,
I'll just show you real quick.
They're the second wild card getting in.
Just...
Oh, yeah, that's a good... That dude, that's...
It, I mean, I put a lot on it, but yeah. I was feeling good yesterday. Texas baseball, a little MLB.
Jeez,
and then at the Florida Panthers,
God, that's
man.
A flyer. What are you... You're on good house money right now if you're doing this. Yeah. That's a flyer and a half.
No,
right?
I was confident with all those picks.
I should have consulted
Tom McKay on the NHL though. That's because I talked to my friends that are more into hockey than I am. They're like, ooh,
man, that would have been
like
one.
They really sold you on that one, huh?
Well, because I mean,
that's just tough. Bobby's playing great, but I mean, Vegas is known for their late surges.
What happened last week?
Their offensive prowess. They're just so good, man. They're the machine.
Do you think that was
dude.
A high stick on their third goal, though?
Yeah.
So that should have been.
Hey, I think so.
I didn't realize when you challenge something in hockey, if you don't get it, it's a penalty.
Penalty, yeah.
It's like, oh, hey.
It's a 2 minute. I mean, that's great. Is that not awesome?
Yeah.
How do you not, like, how is hockey, like, not one of your favorite
that's
sports?
That's the most, like, Canadian thing ever, though. Like,
sorry, mate. Sorry, Ed. Yeah. Don't you know we're going to have to give you a penalty now because you took time off the board?
Exactly.
Now we had to sit here and go through all of your stuff.
Yeah.
So now we got to make
like
you
pay. For like 25 seconds. Like,
oh, my God.
And that completely shifted the game, though. I mean, they were down 3-2, but going into then you have to defend a penalty or a power play. Yeah, it was rough. So
but
I accepted defeat with honor, though, last night.
You had, like, a parlay get broken in, like, the last game. Was it, like, last week, too?
Yeah. No, it's every – that happened, like, 4 times last week.
Jeez, man, I'm sorry.
It's all right.
That's like, same almost positive. Getting – that's what it's all about right there.
I'm back after today.
I just heard, like, an awesome quote from Abraham Lincoln on the show before us on the Outdoor Zone.
What did they say? Was it Don's quote of the show?
Yeah, I think it was. It was, Abraham Lincoln once said, the key to success, and I'm paraphrasing here, is failing multiple times at keeping enthusiasm. And that's what it's all about.
And that's gambling.
That's gambling in a nutshell.
I mean, yeah.
I bet that's what he wanted you to take.
I think that's...
Thank you, Don.
Hey, you know what? I listen to the show. You know what I mean? And I take away a proverb each time from that show, a passage. If you will, Jackie Jack.
It is Sunday morning.
Yeah.
This is our church.
We are giving you the sermon here. You know what I mean? The Sunday sermon on the Wagon.
Jack, can you play some Creed this morning?
A holy
church. Oh, no! Don't play Creed.
No Creed.
Little Scott Stripp. When you are with me.
Yeah, I've been going through a Creed kick.
Why?
Creed. I don't know. I've always liked that's, Creed.
I heard cool. I heard the kids.
I know
back
everyone
in...
hates Creed, but that kind of makes me like.
He's just so.
Oh, I know. I love that part of it though. I love the cringe. I love cringe.
You love the cringe. So you like Nickelback?
No. I mean, not as much.
What
no.
are we doing here?
It's like
what are we
cringe.
Doing?
Hell
why?
Yeah! Well, it got back in my head. Have you all heard of Pete Davidson's new show?
No.
Bupkis.
No.
It's hilarious. But there's a scene where like he's a little kid and his uncle is playing that song comes on the radio. It's like, oh, this song F's. Here we go. And he's just singing it like it's like the most like it reminded me of my childhood. So I've been
So did you jam to Creed growing up?
I mean, yeah. And like my uncles and you know, it was just always on. Like I was I was probably like an 8 to 10 year old when they were popular.
My uncle was a musician. So he was a bass.
Says he hate Creed. Most musicians do. I feel like
they kind of did a couple of their covers, which was very shocking. You know what I mean? They did a lot of Days of the New too. I mean, they did a lot of like garage rock. I guess.
I mean, it was popular and it fit their style. You know.
Yeah, I mean, they were old. You know.
Do you think Creed is Christian rock?
I don't know what Creed is.
They're not a Christian band. They're Christians in a band.
Is that what they say?
That's what they all say.
That's that whole South Park episode all over again.
Because there's some, I mean, there's some innuendos in there.
I don't listen to their music and their message
when
that
you
much.
Are with
that whole
I'm
genre
free.
Of music is just so
I'm
rough
free.
To me.
I don't know.
Just think of when you're in like just think of that being sung like across
church,
the street in the church.
In church,
like you could be talking about like when Jesus is
I'd
with me, I'm free.
I thought
like
that was
I'd
the
rather
point
think
of
about God in my own way. You know what I mean? Without Creed.
I thought that's what Creed was based off of, though, is that they were originally like a Christian band that transitioned to like mainstream pop.
I don't know. Jack seems to know more about this than I do.
So are you telling me that ultimately Creed. Like Creed is Pot of Life or wait?
Jars of Clay?
Not Jars of Clay.
That is that's another one. Christians in a band.
I know Jars of Clay, but.
They were like a one-hit wonder.
Yeah, because they aren't got they? The. Yeah, because they had that.
Wait, Jars of Clay?
Yeah, they had like this.
No, there's a few.
But they had a crossover song, essentially. It was a Christian song.
After 40
Yeah,
days
after... Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the only
and
one.
And if
yeah.
I could
that's
swim
it.
After... Yeah, that they almost sound like fish. Kind
yeah.
Of,
yeah. That song particularly, yes.
Whoa, man. I know Jack's giving...
This is Jack's favorite segment we've ever had. Right
If you want to talk about like weird late 90s bad music, I could do that for the whole show.
Oh,
can you talk
about
Stain
for
that.
Like 45 minutes?
I loved Stain until Aaron Lewis went to country. And
oh,
then,
that's right.
Have you heard that one song of his? Don't want to get political on the show, but no. it's a very political.
But I mean,
song.
Staying in the 90s was happening. We didn't have much, but
we
I mean,
didn't have much. We had new metal though.
Oh boy! All right, we gotta take a break. Don't go nowhere. On the other side, I hope we don't get back into this conversation. I hope we get back into the sports.
This is your typical radio ad while eating a Crunch Bar.
This is Automatic of Otto's Used Cars. This weekend only, we're having a whale. Bring the kids. See for yourself. It is huge. Gonna make a big splash. No other dealer can say they have a whale like this.
When things sound dull, turn up the fun with Crunch.
It's the Wagner Wire. Hey, welcome back to the Wagner Wire on the Horn, 104.9, 101.9, AM 1260, streaming live at hornfm.com. I'm on Spotify. You can find the Wagner Wire there. Awesome one.
But you're not a premium subscriber of
Spotify. I don't do that. Did we have this conversation on the air?
Yeah, yes. Like 10 minutes ago.
We did? I can't remember if it's on the air or not anymore. Everything just kind of...
Just because we're just having an awesome conversation.
That's all. It's just life.
That's what the Wagner Wire is.
It's just life. It's the pillars of life. Sports, music, movies, and video games. Not in that order, but still, it's what holds up the foundation of the Wagner Wire.
And family.
Which is the Wagner Wire.
Exactly.
It encompasses family.
Here. And it's on Sunday morning. So.
Sunday morning. Get them up. Preach on. Get them going.
So start bumping your Creed and let's get this day going.
Are you serious? Was he supposed to come back in with Creed? Why the like?
Oh, he really wants the Creed today.
Why? I am very intrigued here. Why all of a sudden you're? Just
it's
in
not
river?
All of a sudden. It's a phase I go through like for 2 weeks every year.
2 weeks
on
every
average,
year
on average, sometimes more.
Is it during the same
no just something...
portion of the year? Because some might say that's a cult.
No, like last year, I remember I was at one of my buddy's ranch, and we spent a whole night going through the discography of Creed and playing some pool, and his dad was there, and he was loving it.
You bunch of dudes in Creed.
Yeah, there were some girls.
All right.
They weren't enjoying the Creed.
They were not enjoying the Creed.
I wouldn't.
What's that movie?
They got good taste.
With the kid from the Mighty Ducks who plays Charlie Conway, but they're like grown up and he's going to some secret society and they get like the cars and that movie's
blasting right through that scene. Wood.
Is it? No.
Elijah Wood.
Is that Elijah Wood?
Yeah. Okay. No. That's.
What's his real
name? Looks just like him.
Yeah, they look very similar.
Josh Jackson.
Yes, that's his name.
Joshua Jackson.
Sorry. That's right. But Pacey.
Pacey.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah.
Pacey.
What's that? Dawson's Creek, right?
Dawson's Creek. That's the Dawson Show, man. The Dawson Show.
The Vanderbeek Show. That's right.
Can't believe you let Pacey take Joey from you, man.
Dude, that was always like that triangle.
What are you watching? Creed? Are you watching a video of Creed over there?
Yeah. You got me.
Scott Strapp?
That really bothers you, doesn't it?
No, man. Especially from your generation.
Yeah, it's just a little weird because it was like, okay, look.
It's my childhood.
Is Fall Out Boy your childhood?
Yeah, I don't like Fall Out Boy, though.
See, Fall Out Boy, to me, is way better than Creed.
Yeah.
Like, way more talent in Fall Out Boy than Creed.
Is there more heart?
Yeah.
Well, it was kind of like...
I don't know about that one.
Like everybody went through like this light emo phase because, you know, Hot Topic was basically just selling...
I used to go get my graphic tees at Hot Topic at the mall here at Barton Creek.
I don't even know if it was an emo phase for me. It was just that they like...
They had good tees.
They were good... I'm not talking about Hot Topic. I'm talking about Fall Out Boy. They were a good band.
But that's what like the emo kids would like because you remember like...
I hated Good Charlotte.
Oh, yeah.
And Good Charlotte was from Maryland.
Really?
Yeah.
And you still didn't like them?
From Waldorf, Maryland. And
Lifestyles of the Rich
there.
And Famous?
Yeah, I did not.
Girls?
No.
The girls like cars and money?
Nope.
I mean, truer words have never been spoken, right, Wax?
Yeah, but I'm not a fan of good. I'm not digging on Good Charlotte.
I mean, like, it was just one of those things where it's like, okay, that's what's popular at the time, so that's what's being played with all this kind of like, kind of punkish, almost ska. Like,
I was a big Blink 182.
I like Blink.
That was one of my favorite bands.
Yeah, I celebrate.
Taught me how to play guitar. Basically,
I celebrate Blink 180 Tuesday every week.
Okay,
in the morning.
It's like, do you like 311?
Yes.
Yeah.
Amber.
Ember is the color of energy.
I've seen 311 live. They have a groovy concert.
Down. I mean, Down was kind of.
Oh, Eddie Cross would be very happy to hear you say that.
But like Pepper from that era. Do you like Pepper? Mm-hmm. It's more ska.
Yeah. I don't think so. I don't think I like.
They're
Pepper.
So good live.
I don't think I like him because I don't know what you're talking about.
Pepper? Do you know Pepper, Jack?
He's looking at
I know now, Pepper by a different band.
Peppa? The so, pig?
Salt and Pepper?
Some surfers down in San Antonio.
Spinderella cut it up one time. Oh, groovy. Yeah.
But who do y'all want to talk about the NBA Finals?
Yes, I would love to talk about the NBA Finals. Okay. I
called the Heat, by the way. All that hullabaloo for nothing.
You called the Heat?
To
what?
To win that Game 7 against Boston. I knew Boston was going to come back to get force Game 7, and then Miami was just going to stomp on
it. Now, see, I had Boston before the playoffs started. Like, I thought that Boston, even though they were a little bit inconsistent, I thought that they had the most complete team. They were the most talented team, and they could actually take on Joel Embiid. Because I wasn't buying, you know, James Harden having, you know, the game of his life that he had in Game 1. And
he fades.
That's like one of the most consistent things, right?
What, him fading?
Yeah.
Playoff James? You kidding?
Yeah.
Yeah.
100.
One consistent in the NBA.
And it's just like, I don't know if you figure him out. I'm not going to say that his moves are a gimmick because he's still, you know, he's a decent shooter. You know what I mean? He's not the most prolific scorer that we had in the league a couple of years ago, because I think he figured it out. Or the rules were maybe structured a little bit to where he doesn't get away with.
Well, yeah, in the regular seasons, he gets fouls called in the lane, and he searches for contact in the lane. Right. In the playoffs, you can't do that.
You don't do that. You're not going to get the.
You have to. You know,
the call. You got to get physicality, man. It's going to be a lot of physicality down low, baby.
He was one of the top assist getters in the league this year, so I was impressed with the way he was able to kind of like.
That was a while ago, though. Why are we talking about James Harden?
Well, I'm just saying we were just bringing it up. But
what about tonight?
We were talking about how I
who did y'all pick last week for Game 1?
I had last week.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I had the Heat. I thought the Heat were going to be able to take it, man.
This was before the NBA Finals was even set.
Yeah, last Sunday. Before the playoffs, I had Boston going in, but then once I saw Miami doing it, I was just like, yeah, all right, Miami's going to actually take this run.
It's like an 8.5 point spread tonight.
I've been high on Denver since preseason. I think this could be a sweep or a gentleman's sweep.
I don't think it's going to be I think it's going to be a gentleman's sweep. But, yeah, going into it, I thought Miami had a shot. Is Hero back?
Next game.
I think
hopefully.
They're saying Game 3, yeah.
Yeah, man, they need a shot.
I wouldn't count on him at all. I would just, you got to.
But even then.
Max Strus, you got to hit a shot, bro.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's just it. Like,
come on.
Like, the key cogs that were hitting in the Boston series, which they weren't doing that in the regular season, you know what I mean? This is all bonus play from the contributors. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that. From the teammates of Jimmy Butler, because he doesn't call them role players; he calls them teammates.
Yeah, and they were getting open looks; they were just missing them.
Yeah, you're just missing shots. But I mean, you'd like to think that those shots are going to fall.
But they got
tonight. I mean, I wouldn't take the Heat to win, but 8.5. I bought 2 points.
Also, what's your thoughts on series doesn't start until road team gets a win?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I just said. Miami has to win tonight if they're going to have any chance in the series.
They just don't got anybody that can match up inside with Jokic, man.
I mean, Bam.
Yeah, but Bam doesn't play. That's the thing. And when Jack and I were talking about this a couple weeks ago.
He's not that big.
But the thing that Bam could do is use his athleticism and agility if he's confident enough and be aggressive.
He was
attack.
In Game 1.
But it's not
it's,
enough.
Yeah,
like,
it's
still
not going to be
well,
enough.
That's just because nothing else was falling around
right.
him.
But
like,
once,
Jimmy wasn't having a good game and none of the
and
other.
Jimmy's been slow the past
last
couple
two games,
of games,
yeah.
Right? So once everything starts getting figured out and start, you know, falling the Miami way, I hate to say, but I mean, that's
well,
just what was happening.
I think they're probably screwed. Unless, well, I mean, Eric, this is... Tonight is going to be the game that Eric Spoelstra needs to prove that he's the best coach in the league. He needs to come out and either run some zone, do something different that's going to shake Miami up and give you a chance to be in the game in the fourth quarter.
But most importantly, what can they do to disrupt the Nuggets?
Well, that's just it, because when they go with that two-man game with Murray and Jokic,
man, he's
then
been so good
all of a
this
sudden
year.
Here comes Gordon and Porter and hell, take
if everybody's on, like if everybody's hitting their shots, you're screwed no matter
it. You're
what.
Done.
You gotta you gotta hope that
they're
one
the
of them goes
team.
Cold
Denver
for
is the better team.
If you can, if Miami can get it if Miami can have the game within 8 points with 10 minutes left, that's the goal, because that's when Jimmy Butler is at his best, end of a game, clutch time. I think if you can get it within 8, hopefully 5, I think they could win tonight. I might have to pick them. I'm convincing myself.
I was like,
I
don't see it happening, man. I just don't.
I mean, I already took them +8.
It was a long series for Miami, right? Because they had the battle all the way to Game 7 on the road. Then they turn around.
Yeah, they're exhausted.
And they travel to Denver, which is, you know, way,
altitude.
Yes, exactly.
But so, they're used to the altitude at this point.
Hey, now let me ask you a question. Now I'm being serious. I didn't see the pregame festivities and the pregame ceremonies. Did Chuck really need oxygen?
I think that was like
was that just a gimmick?
I think it was being like, oh, it's Mile High. Like, yeah, okay. These guys are going to be tired tonight.
Okay. I was. No.
But did you see the pregame to the NHL game last night?
No, I did not.
Mm-hmm.
I did not.
They had like, oh my God, it was the most cringy thing ever. They had like a golden knight come out with a sword.
Oh no,
and
dude.
Like another,
no, that's every game in
what?
Vegas. That is every game in Vegas.
I thought you were
going to
say
Vegas.
I thought you said they were going to have Creed like on the post.
No,
the pregame
that was terrible.
Dude, they have like dancing fly girls and everything with like flames going off.
Okay, but like the two dudes skating and having a sword battle.
Oh, yeah.
And like mascot costumes.
Yes, it's Vegas.
That was
man.
So bad.
It's like medieval times. You know what I mean?
Medieval times.
Welcome here.
Yeah, no.
Medieval times. It appears we're due to do battle, Stephen.
Yeah, that's simply.
I was like, Ty, you ever seen the Cable Guy? Jack, you ever seen the Cable Guy?
Larry the Cable Guy?
No, the movie.
The Cable Guy
with Matthew Broderick, Jim Carrey.
It appears we're to do battle, Steven.
I know exactly what Wag is talking about.
He talks with a lisp and everything.
I have not.
It's time to go down the information.
I thought that was, I thought they brought out that act for just for the Stanley Cup, and I was like, this was a terrible idea.
No, man.
That's your thing.
That's just it. Maybe the jokes that are being done aren't connecting because of the disconnect in generations.
I know. We're going to have to have a little class sit down where we show them all the old films that they have no interest in watching. And it's kind of weird because people are already torn on that performance from Jim Carrey in The Cable Guy. They feel that it was way too dark and out of character for him, especially at that time.
That's right.
Because he was coming off of Ace Ventura and The Mask and stuff.
Sure.
He was
typecast. For
yeah.
Sure.
And then
I think his best work is like the number 23.
Dude, he's like super creepy when
he's
he wants
fantastic,
to be.
Fantastic, man. He was awesome, I thought. And he played a great
Truman
Grinch.
Show.
He played a great Grinch. Yeah, Truman Show. He was fantastic. I mean, Liar Liar, he plays a lawyer, but he's also, you know, comic relief.
Well, yeah, nobody can make like their face look like a living cartoon.
Right.
He's like, you know, blessed with that.
The Joker taken down. Looks like
Juan Pablo
Vargas
Vialis.
Vargas. The L's are silent, guys.
The L's are silent.
You should know this.
I know. I was trying to do it that way. I think I did it the opposite.
Best player in tennis, right there. I was looking. Yeah. I did not see if Nadal was in the French Open.
Oh, that's what I was going
to. When is the final of the French Open? Is this the French Open?
This is the French Open.
Might be.
You know what gives it away?
The clay.
We can
the
be in
clay
Spain.
Gives it away.
But no.
Who's the best on clay, Nadal?
It used to be Nadal. Or,
see, I
mean, I'd still say Nadal if he's in the tournament, as old as
he is. Like 40?
Yeah, as old as he is.
Shouldn't he be able to play tennis till you're like 50, though?
I don't know, because of all the back and I used to think so.
It's pickleball now.
But then
I'm so
like,
anti-pickleball.
It's got to be a lot of stress on your shins, on your knees, on your ankles. I mean, that's constant back and forth. That's like running shuttle drills.
I blew out my back for the first time this week.
Nadal is not in the French Open for, nope. I think, the first time in 19 years. Yeah.
How about that?
No. I'm sorry.
Yeah, not my thing.
Product. Good product in softball. Yeah. I mean, is Oklahoma still winning? How many games
yes,
is Oklahoma softball won in the way?
It's over 50 now.
They are still
I want to say it's 56. Or no.
That's 47, I think.
No, it's definitely at 50.
Really?
Yeah. That team's been unstoppable for years, man.
What makes them different? What sets them apart?
I don't know.
I've been wondering that the past few
days.
DNA. how they're able to put the wagon. I mean, they, you know how people do sled training? Well, they put wagon training on there, right? Instead of running with sleds, you know what I mean? They put wagons on their back and they act like the horses and they just keep going.
I feel like they slowly become the Duke of like college softball, because what they've been able to do is not just have like some of the top coaching, but they've been getting some of the best players. Like, the recruiting has been amazing. The last couple of tournaments where I've been lucky enough to cover them, you know, like their first baseman was playing for the Mexican national team. You know, so they have like national team caliber players almost at every position of the time.
Their speed's elite because of the it's like, have you ever ran with a sled behind you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like with 45-pound weights behind you?
Well, imagine push it.
No. Pull it. Pull it.
Pushing is hard.
Run hundreds with it.
Yeah.
100s, right? Now do it with a wagon.
It's way easier.
No.
A wagon has wheels.
No.
Well, how big is this wagon?
Not with wooden wheels, chipped wooden wheels from the rocks and the fields out there.
I think that'd be easier, Sol.
I don't think so, Ty.
Like, is this wagon friction loaded?
They're a softball school, guys. Chill. We're just having an explanation, or we're just having fun, man. But they're a softball school, guys. No other explanation is what the texter chimes in. Yeah, we're just having fun. We understand. We're all.
What did that texter say about Fall Out Boy? I saw you reading that one.
I didn't see that. Where was that at?
Let's see. Is it I'm 34 and agree with Ty? Was it that person? No.
Oh, someone said Creed was better than Fall Out Boy?
No.
I think
nobody
so.
Said
that. I don't have the text line in
nobody
front of me,
said
by the way,
that.
So.
Nobody
where,
said
I don't know where it went, but somebody had like this long conversation about being Hawaiian and seeing some 2007 concert about Fall Out Boy.
Smash, what page?
I was like, dude, we were just talking about it, so right. I swear I saw it.
We do got to take a break. I'm going to find out what you're on, though, and when we come back, we'll get in the smash and pass. But don't go nowhere. We are off the rails here on the Wagner Wire, 104.9, 101.9, AM 1260, streaming live at hornfm.com.
Wagner Wire. One shot is never enough. I just wait for us to go in circles. A lifetime of giving up. Oh, you
are. Welcome back to the Wagner Wire, 104.9, 101.9, AM 1260. Streaming live at hornfm.com and set special time of your morning where we do like this.
It's a good song, yeah. Man.
It's that time where we start to transition into one of our favorite games that we play on the air, but this, the hook, I had to hear the drop.
Oh, man, yes. I was like, no, don't cut it off, man. It's a really good song. I was like, let that one play through the chorus, you know?
That's why I let it play the intro. I was just like, all right, man, can we get to it? Can I stall enough to get to the drop? But thank you, Jack.
Yeah,
smashing
Jack
on the strokes.
One of my favorites. I would say, I was getting ready to misspeak. I was going to say that I am more influenced by British rock and British pop than I am with American music, but I think it's a good balance. I think it just sticks out more when it's British because it's not domestic. So,
yeah, it was just nice that they kept, you know, rock alive a little bit there in that 2000s.
It really was. It was a breath of fresh air where we got to listen to something other than Creed.
Yeah, for real.
It really was.
See?
He did like the Tom Green. Yeah, go ahead, Jack. Thank you.
I hope these are still relevant, man, because I've been kind of just saving them up over the last few weeks.
Okay.
Did you know? It's Adam. It's Ty.
Have we missed it? Have we missed it?
No, it's just like we haven't had a show, and then I wasn't here.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, everybody. It's good to be back. And again, you can text in 512-337-3776 if you're playing the at-home version. Of course, don't text while you're driving the car, preferably. I got a lot of important questions, though, that I have been saving up. And the most important recently, I just have to ask you. Papa John's came out with this new Doritos Cool Ranch Papadita. So smash or pass
explain.
On the Papadita.
This sounds delicious. Explain what it is.
It's basically a calzone, but it's in a Cool Ranch shell.
Oh.
So it's not a calzone.
Well, it's like
shell
Cool
hard?
Ranch. It's like it's a shell.
Is it a hard shell?
Now, I don't know about the specifics of the shell. It doesn't look hard.
I was thinking,
it looks like dough baked, but with like Cool Ranch flavoring.
Yeah, I was thinking.
Mi fa so.
Like a calzone with like that's dusted and Cool Ranch.
It literally. I have Google images here.
What's it look like, Jack?
It just looks like a pizza that's been folded in half.
That's a Papadita, look, yeah. But what's a
you're
Cool
not
Ranch
selling
Papadita?
Me on anything, Jack. You're supposed to give me.
Well, I didn't know what a Papadita was.
I didn't know either until I saw this, and I was all like,
"What? Do you guys not frequent Papa John's?" Like,
oh, is she okay?
No, not really.
Oh, the poor girl got hurt.
Oh, earlier. No,
tennis,
man,
tennis.
It's not really. It's like not really my thing, man. But it was just like that was such an interesting crossover. You know, it's like, oh, Cool Ranch on a pizza, essentially. I don't know how.
Well,
I feel
wait
about
a second.
That.
Don't you don't dip your pizza in ranch?
But this is.
I'm asking a question. Answer, please. I'd like an answer. This is we need this on the record.
It's very.
Do you dip your pizza in ranch?
Not always. It's like if it's offered and then I'm feeling it that day, maybe. But most of the time, not. I'm not like craving that.
I dip bad pizza in ranch.
Yeah, that does help. I will go with that.
That's like frozen pizza. Like I would put like a Domino's, Papa John's, just like fast food pizza. But if I'm going to like a real pizzeria, I'm.
Oh yeah.
I usually don't break the ranch out into the crust. You know what I mean?
Good call there.
Okay.
Like that's.
I got 5 extra orders of ranch with my pizza last night.
and you dipped it, didn't you?
And I ate the whole pizza.
And you dipped
and
it.
I ate all 5 ranches.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Now, I had a roommate. It did not matter where the pizza came from. It did not matter. Webb would take and the ranch, like we would have to go and get like ranch, like Hidden Valley Ranch bottles just because they would never give enough ranch.
So you need like Costco bottles, huh?
This dude, I mean, that's hell. That's half of what our refrigerator was. That and beer. You know what I mean?
It was ranch dressing.
Ranch dressing, and just because Webb, no matter what, and we got pizza almost every other night because pizza was so cheap. You know, for the barracks.
Yeah.
And Webb would just sit there and like I would have no choice before I would even get a slice. Webb would already have it almost in a swirl, just with ranch all over the pizza.
Ooh.
It did not matter.
I do that with ranch and buffalo sauce.
Now we're talking. Now we're talking. That's a good little concoction.
Yeah, you go meat lovers with buffalo sauce and ranch.
Yeah. Ugh. See, it would be my first choice, but if somebody offered that to me, I definitely take it.
But I don't think I can just go straight ranch. I can dip my crust in there.
I'm passing on the Cool Ranch Papadilla, though.
Okay.
I would like to taste it. I would like to try it.
Okay. So you got to try it before, and we'll come back and ask
you
that
question. I would like to try it.
But I have to ask this really quick, though. Did anybody ever rethink eating ranch when you think about it? It's essentially mayo?
No, because I used to make the ranch at Austin's Pizza.
Okay.
And I, you know,
you
I
know
still
what
loved
doing?
It past
Is
putting
it mayonnaise?
Dumping out like 3 gallons of
Is
heavy
mayonnaise?
Mayonnaise. Yeah, it's heavy mayonnaise,
oh,
buttermilk.
Man.
Buttermilk
See,
and ranch seasoning.
I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to ruin it for you,
that's
dude.
All it
that's
all
that's
mayonnaise.
How, that's what
just
I think.
Eggs and oil.
Yeah.
It's just eggs and oil. That's all mayonnaise is.
Yeah. And when I thought of it that way, I'm just like, I don't really like dipping my pizza in it all that much. But I will say this one time I was in France and I ordered a pizza and like it had a raw egg in the middle of the pizza. Boom. Yolk.
See, I don't like
I don't know why they did that.
The raw egg has been way overdone in the past few years.
Yeah.
Not everything needs a raw egg yolk on top of it.
No, I'm with you, man. I don't understand that one.
Gross.
Either.
I'm with you.
Jack, you passing?
I like a little bit of tradition. You know what I mean? With my food.
On the Papadilla or on mayonnaise or what
no,
am I
No, the Papadilla.
I look forward to things.
I want to try it. I like to try it. Okay. I'll try gross stuff just to try it.
Yeah, I mean, okay. I'm an open guy.
Man, maybe, you know, Papa John's will hear this and they'll just send over the Papadilla.
I won't eat that yolk thing. I won't eat the yolk on a pizza. No.
Oh, the raw
Is that
egg
what
yolk?
You're talking about? No, I'm not doing that.
Nah, it wasn't necessarily. But now I'm just like, it just brought it up because it was all part of the story flowing.
Is that at the French Open? I'm not doing
it. Yeah, because it was at the French Open. Hey, let me ask you all this. Turns out Shannon's leaving Undisputed. Right.
Well, I thought that was going to happen.
We all thought it was going to happen, but do you smash or pass on him leaving?
smashed. Put him with J.J. Redick or Pat McAfee or Stephen
yeah,
A.
I think for him yeah. personally, smash. I'm just not.
He'll
a fan
be back
of
on
Skip.
TV.
I can't listen or watch Shannon Sharpe.
I can't listen or watch.
I think he's terrible.
Skip Bayless.
I think they're both terrible.
I think
Smith is terrible too.
He's entertaining though.
He's entertainment, but it's not like good sports content.
I'm an East Coast guy, so I think he's hilarious.
The Cowboys, so everybody that hates the Cowboys likes Stephen A. Smith.
That's a good point. That bit is very funny.
Yeah, that has been the thing. And that's why I can't stand Skip, because he's like the ultimate Cowboys fan.
Yeah,
and he was a good reporter.
Yeah, I don't like having him as like our people look at him and are like, oh, that's Cowboys.
That's the Cowboys
fan.
Guy.
I'm like, no, not Skip. All right, let me ask you this. Smash or pass, LeBron getting a statue with the Cavs, the Heat, and the Lakers when his playing career is over.
Not the Lakers, the other two.
Smash, yes. Greatest player of all time.
Shut up, Jack.
I'm with Jack, man, honestly.
Actually, no, I would not give him a statue.
With the Lakers?
I would not give him one in L.A. No way in L.A.
A garden of statues.
I mean, he breaks the scoring record that belonged to Kareem as a Laker.
But that doesn't matter, though. Like, Kareem did it all there at L.A.
Well, I mean, he was a Buck first before he went to the Lakers.
Most of
he
Kareem
won
stuff.
One
he
championship
was,
with Milwaukee.
He was there. He was there with Oscar Robinson, though, right? Were they on the same team?
I think so. Yeah.
Yes,
that's crazy. That's actually ridiculous. But yeah, but Kareem warrants one. I would think. I see most of Kareem's career at L.A. than I do Milwaukee.
Kareem doesn't have a.
I think he has a statue.
He definitely
already
has a statue.
But, like, you know,
he warrants one. LeBron does not warrant
one. LeBron warrants one in Cleveland for sure.
100%.
And probably in Miami, too.
Yeah, you remember Headbrand LeBron?
I would just make a statue of the big three together.
I agree.
Yeah, okay. I can get on board with that. I struggle with giving LeBron a solo statue.
Well, I'm sure. I think Dwayne Wade already has one.
Yeah.
How many statues do the Lakers have? Because if they have like 15, I would say go ahead and give LeBron one. But if they
why
have
are
like
we just
five,
going to go ahead and give LeBron one?
Because he's the best player
really
ever.
Good at basketball.
I know
he's not the best player ever.
He carried the Lakers at 39,
Michael Jordan is the best
essentially.
Player ever.
Oh
yeah,
my
and
gosh.
lost.
Yeah, so
got
did
his,
Jordan
and got,
at,
and
so
got
did,
his ass whooped.
And so did Jordan at 40. He couldn't even, you know, drag the Wizards to the playoffs.
Hey man, that was a tough Wizards team. It had Rip Hamilton in the Phantom of the Opera mask.
I know,
right?
I remember, man. I love the uniforms.
We had Kwame Brown. Kwame Brown was enough to just get you 7 losses just in a week.
Jordan ruined his career.
By playing
yeah,
by just brain,
by,
yeah, breaking yeah. his brain. Yeah.
Yeah.
Putting 100%. Him in the dirt mentally.
That's right.
Oh, destroyed,
man. Poor Kwame.
Destroyed him.
You just like bullied him.
He was also the Stephen A. bona fide scrub rant. That was
would come
was
to practice. Yeah. Would come to practice and just bash. I mean, yeah. he Jordan's out of the league and he's just practicing with the Wizards and making them look terrible.
Oh, man.
I'm not even a forward. That's hey, all right, we're coming up on it. Don't go nowhere. We got hour number 2 on the other side. It's the Wagner Wire.
Hi, Tom Baudet here for Studio 6. I thought I'd play a little game with you. He's a 6, but has clean, comfortable rooms, a kitchen to cook in, fresh coffee to brew, great Wi-Fi. Oh, and he loves to do long-term. 10, right? I'd say Studio 6 is definitely a 10. I'm Tom Baudet for Studio 6, but really 10, where you get more in your room and less on your bill.